Hi, I'm Sabrina Soto. I believe the best conversations are with friends who are really able to open themselves up and share their lives, both the good parts and the bad. You're going to be listening to some of those candid conversations and hopefully gaining some insight to help you redesign your life from the inside out. This week's guest is Leah Kerpalani. She owns the online shop called ShopGood. I'd bought some stuff on there, and then I saw her story about how sick she got and realized she wanted to clean out her medicine cabinet. And the truth is, although I really take care of myself, my makeup and my skincare, it's not that clean. So I wanted to have her on to discuss how important it is. And at the end, when we were done talking, I asked her for a special code in case you wanted to buy stuff on her shop, which is in the notes section of this podcast. So take a listen and let me know what you think. Thank you for being on the podcast. I found you because I am obsessed with a company out of Canada, Living Libations. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And you carry their stuff. And then I was reading that you founded ShopGood because of your journey and just like getting sick and finding that there's so many toxins in the things that we put in on our body.
Yes.
And I've heard it a million times that the skin is your biggest organ. And I'm just going to be super honest and transparent. I am mostly plant-based. I'm crazy with the things that I put in my body, like organic all the time. And then I'll put stuff that will take away my wrinkles. And I don't care if it's literally made of ethanol, like put it right in my eye. I don't care.
Totally.
Which is so ridiculous when you really think about it because, because it's true. So can you really sort of dumb it down for me and explain how these products and why it matters, how these products work and ingesting it in your body and then why it matters?
Yeah. Well, do you want me to kind of go into a little bit about my story?
Yes.
Leading up to that, because I think, you know, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, you've heard it a million times and I have too. You know, my health journey lasted about almost 10 years. And more often than not, slowly but surely, I would connect with other individuals that had the same question mark, you know, illness or allergy or thing, you know, that doctors couldn't provide answers to. And it kind of is that slippery slope, right? Into like, okay, well, what am I eating? Because I'm absorbing what I'm eating. But, you know, it's that secondary piece of, okay, my skin is my largest organ. You know, I'm absorbing up to 65%, they say, of what we all put on our body. And typically today, you know, the average woman or even, you know, man around like 8 to 15 products a day, right? And oftentimes more for us skincare maximalists.
Yeah.
But it was a big aha moment for me because I started my career in fashion. I was nowhere near wellness. And I, you know, moved to San Francisco, set my sights on dream city, dream career. I thought, okay, I've made it. I, you know, right out of college, moved with a bunch of my friends to San Francisco, started working in fashion merchandising for the largest specialty retailer in the country, I should say, a big company. And I all of a sudden became sick with really no signs or reasons why.
What kind of sick?
My symptoms started with like small little things like, oh, I would feel a little bloated or funny after I would eat foods that, you know, didn't bother me prior. But they exacerbated themselves to, I would start to see hair loss, and I would start to then see that hair loss increase into chunks of hair coming out when I would comb my hair after the shower. I started to become really lethargic. From the minute that I woke up, I felt like I got hit by a truck. My eyes were burning every single morning on the way to work. I felt just uncomfortable and allergenic after most things that I ate as things progressed. My digestion was off. I lost my period for almost 3 years.
Whoa.
If you can imagine, but actually we hear that quite a bit from women going through, again, these puzzling illnesses that we don't have answers to. But I think, you know, all of that plus working at this, you know, high performing fashion merchandising job where you're walking into a corporate office and everyone's dressed to the nines and you have, you know, 4 presentations a day in front of these big wig, you know, directors of merchandising and design, and the stress, which I can get into, but I think exacerbated a lot of this, the stress on top of all of my symptoms just crumbled my body. I mean, to the point where I had severe gut issues, severe hormonal imbalances. Doctors told me I had parasite, yeast, candida overgrowth, adrenal fatigue, you name it. I was diagnosed or not diagnosed, because truly conventional doctors would scratch their heads and tell me to take a pill, for my depression, and sent me away.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever been brushed aside by a doctor or any of your listeners, but we put these doctors on pedestals, not all doctors here. Right. But we put them on pedestals. And if we don't fit into one of their boxes, they make us fit. Right. Even if it's not supportive to what our body's telling us. So I was determined to get my health back. I thought, what do I need? I'll do anything. Right. So I shifted everything, Sabrina, to the point where I became incredibly rigid on how I lived my life. I was traditionally a social butterfly, dated, went out and tried all the fancy restaurants in San Francisco, but I shifted everything because I became so fixated on not screwing up and causing my symptoms to flare up again. So I was truly afraid of everything.
But then I guess when you were going to the doctors and they're telling you, well, this is stress, so couldn't you just relax and meditate or yoga and then all of your ailments would go away? Like why did you think it was also the products that you were putting on your body? Where did you make that connection?
It was a struggle. I was, working 12-hour days. I was opening my laptop at 10 p.m. after cooking these super rigid meals for myself because I was too afraid to eat out, right, and enjoy the few foods I used to enjoy. And here I was with no additional time or even the energy, right, because my adrenals were just shot, to do anything for myself. I was afraid to go to a yoga class because of the spray that they would use on the mats, and that would heighten my sensitivities. Or, I didn't have time to meditate in the mornings because I was rushing to my first presentation. So in the midst of it all, I read a book called Not Just a Pretty Face by Stacey Malkin. This is a dated book at this point, but it was one that I had discovered through a mentor of mine. And I learned about these potential harmful effects of chemicals that build up slowly over time in our body by the use of conventional personal care products. And I realized that, okay, if I was, here I was so rigid about everything going into my body, I was sitting here scratching my head and saying, well, if I'm absorbing things, should I start to look into what I'm putting on my body? And so I did, one of these big dumps. I tossed everything into the trash and I went all natural. And that was not the easiest thing to do in 2007.
Just saying that right now, I'm like, I'm holding my breath. Like, what?
Oh, like all of the money, all of my coveted, all the brand names you could think of, just like, because I was desperate, right?
But if you started to change the way that you ate, all the fragrances that you were around, did you see a drastic change in your body and how you felt?
It was pretty wild for me. And this isn't normal, for any of our clients at Shop, many of our clients at Shop Good to see a drastic change. But I realized that my symptoms and my lethargy and my bloating and discomfort and burning eyes would be worst in the morning. And I realized that when I started shifting to all natural concealer and skipping the perfume and, you name it, I switched everything. I started to feel my body take a sigh of relief and start to be able to peel my eyes open almost. It was a very surreal feeling. At the same time, I was working on breathing exercises. My hands were in everything at that point, but I do truly believe that for me, because I felt so toxic from head to toe, that it made a difference.
So for you, it was start off with what you were eating, then your environment, then came the products.
That's right.
Yeah. It's funny. My mom jokes around because I'll do any healing modality that anybody will give me, like sound bath, I'm there. Reiki, let's do it. Like I will go anything. And mom's like, how do you know which one's working? You do so much. And I'm like, I don't care what's working. Like
I'm doing it all.
I'll do it all. Because if I'm happy, that's all that matters. So for you, what I'm hearing is that you saw the biggest change come at the end, I guess that last step of the products.
And that really gave me the ability to actually create space for self-care. I actually used these natural products as my way of practicing self-care, if that makes sense. Because, right, I didn't have time to add another item to my already long to-do list, but I already was putting mascara on and I was already showering. So I really used my beauty ritual as this self-care, recipe for self-love, really.
Right.
And I think that had a really cool, big play into it. And that's why I got so passionate about sharing what I was learning with others.
That's very funny that you say self-care comes with the products that you use, because I never made that correlation until I found Living Libations. And I was telling my girlfriend that I have a sort of ritual at night of the oil cleansing. And I feel like it's my time to just take care of myself and my skin. And I feel like I'm nurturing my skin and my soul. I know this sounds woo-woo, but when I'm taking that time to use the products to take care of myself. So I guess you were doing that in steps, but then at the end, you just did a whole overhaul.
Yes. And I love how you put it, because it's true. When we cue the body that, you know, the simple ritual of something that could take a few moments in time, but we associate it with, hey, I'm carving out time. I'm doing this for myself because I know this is good for me, right? It's just to simplify it or dumb it down. You are cueing your body, right? We're and this might sound woo-woo too, but we're all energy, right? And so
right.
when we cue our body to say, hey, sweetheart, like I'm taking care of you and I've got you. And I hadn't done that for the 10 years or 8 years, you know, that I was moving through my chronic health journey. All I was thinking was, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. Why am I still sick? But when I shifted to, sweetheart, like I'm taking care of you and this is the way that I'm doing it and I've got you, it obviously, I believe, really, you know, helped to jumpstart my healing finally, right? Finally, finally.
And so then how long did it take for you to actually see a result?
You know, I get asked that all the time. And the question I get asked even more often is like, what was that one thing? And it's hard to put a timestamp on it or a, you know, singular. I always thought it was going to be one supplement that one naturopath was going to, you know, put in my hands and be like, this is the secret sauce.
I want that magic pill. 10 years.
I'm like, what is it? I'll do anything.
Yes.
But I think, you know, collectively, when we look at our healing journeys, right, we have so many things bombarding our life, whether that's past trauma that we don't even know is affecting us, to our current state of the world and the stressors that are continuing to bombard us on a minute by minute basis, right? So it's hard, right? We can't control our world. We can control what we, you know, put in and on our body, which is a pretty cool thing. But I do think that it was really when I started to shift my mindset and I started to get excited about this stuff. You know, I've always been a product junkie at heart. I played in my grandmommy's makeup counter when I was, you know, 2.5 years old, probably on. And I was just obsessed with beauty and skincare. So to be able to associate something that I loved with healing, I was like, gosh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also quit my corporate job, which was a big moment for me. And started, I went back to school and got my credentials to become a certified holistic health coach. So here I was shifting from I'm sick to learning and studying about how to teach well, how to teach wellness and health. And so I ended up starting my company. It was 2013, 2014 as a health coaching company. And I ended up coaching over 35 to 40 women and men across 3 different countries over a matter of a couple of years. And it was really powerful for
that
me.
That must have been so scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was terrifying. But all I did, honestly, was take what I learned and toss it out there from a place of curiosity and love, you know, and mirror what that client needed at that time. Of course, I coached them on the scientific studies of nutrition and, you know, mindfulness and things like that. But it was a really cool experience. And almost I see it as a focus group for what I do now, which is provide the tools to get the job done. So,
right.
So I say. But it really was, yeah, when I was talking about wellness, teaching wellness, studying wellness, and shifting my mindset to where I really started to see a breath and a sigh of relief in my body. And things just started to naturally, you know, our bodies are incredible machines that are wired and programmed to heal themselves. And when you give it space to do so, whatever that means for you, right? Because we're all bio individuals, that's when the magic can happen.
What do you think is, and I'm sure you get this question a lot, but the dirtiest ingredients that we use?
It's hard. You know, it's so funny too, because like what is dirty and what is clean? It's hard. And that term should shift over time. You know, new data and studies and information will continue to come out from both the plant-based side and the conventional industry side. So, you know, we have to be able to shift our perspectives, you know, but above all, you know, what's right for us. But I will tell you, you know, the term fragrance is such a catch-all. You know, the term fragrance can hide ingredients that cause hormone disruptions or other cancer-causing agents, phthalates, things like that. It can be a really tricky ingredient that companies aren't, called upon to disclose what's within right. that word.
So it's like natural flavors in food.
It's exactly right. It's just a catch-all for who knows what. So ShopGood, you know, my team and I try and be really careful of if fragrance is listed on the ingredient, that total transparency and obviously plant derived is top of mind.
So for you, what do you use for fragrance?
I mean, essential oil, talk about living libations, man. That line has really captured the power of essential oils, the power of aromatherapy as it relates to our skin. Essential oils are really powerful, right? In large doses. I know you incorporate essential oils into a lot of your, you know, innovative at-home care and personal care items I've seen and I love. And we have to be careful with them. We have to use them in the right amount of yield and the, you know, the right use, but they can be incredible agents of providing really beautiful fragrance. We actually just created our own candle line at ShopGood and used the highest quality essential oils to create these like bomb, amazing candles that have like just as great of a throw scent wise as something you'd find, you know, off the shelf conventionally. So it's a great source.
I'm obsessed with candle. It's another thing too. It's like, I have a candle burning right now. It's in the middle of the day. It's hot as hell outside and I still have a candle in front of me. But there's also, it's all, and I also burn incense, which I don't even, everybody who comes in, they're like, that's not, can't be good for your lungs. And I'm like, I'm cleaning the air. It's like,
yeah, exactly. But there are alternatives. There are good alternatives to all of those things. You just have to, I think it's about utilizing knowledge as power and being open-minded, staying curious and equipping, you know, our customers at ShopGood to ask the questions of, hey, you know, what's in this? And is there an alternative that would provide me the same feeling of burning a candle, you know, at 2:45, right? So, which
and,
I love.
And there's an app, I'm sure you're aware of it, called Think Dirty, which you could put your products in to see how clean or dirty they are. And it's funny, I love this shampoo that I use on Olivia, which I think it's baby shampoo. Of course, it's clean. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's like it came up 80% clean, but then the fragrance is the culprit. Sure. It's going to be, you never know what that fragrance is actually hiding.
Sure. Yeah. There are some great tools out there to help equip customers or, you know, just the, you know, the average consumer with information. You just have to be careful. And like the coolest part is today companies are being held to standards because we all can see, right? We all are following the brands themselves. We want, you know, direct interaction with the founder of brands oftentimes, depending on how big or small the companies are. And that's why shopping small is really a hand up when you are a consumer, because of the fact that that person, that founder of that independent brand is being held accountable. Right. And you likely do have a direct link of communication to ask those questions. And also, of course, shopping small helps our economy in so many ways, shopping local, so on and so forth. So that's one thing that ShopGood really stands for, is finding really incredible small batch local brands that, you know, aren't producing or procuring their products in these huge factories and trying to cut costs. No, they know their farmers. They know where they're sourcing their ingredients so that they can answer your question about your baby shampoo and say like, yes, I've done all the research. You know, here's my INCI, which is like an ingredient source code and documentation around their ingredients. So that's, you know, a great way to you know, use your power as a consumer and also equip yourself with the knowledge needed.
Yeah, buying small, because you think about it, a lot of the times if you have a favorite product and the company gets bought out by a much bigger product, do you notice like sometimes the formula changes and it's not the same cream?
Because
they're trying to cut costs, and that means cheaper ingredients. And I think nowadays people are just thinking about sulfates and parabens, right?
Exactly. And you know, it's being a small business too, it's tough because the high quality ingredients are expensive.
More,
and unfortunately, right, you have to pass that to the consumer. But I do think things are changing. I think that people are finding, you know, brand founders, botanists, you know, supply chain, it's evolving to where there's a greater demand for good ingredients because of the transparency that's requested right now. And so I'm hoping, and I'm starting to see, you know, accessible price points, the ability for everyone to participate in, you know, living well and living clean. You know, of course, not everyone has the privilege of doing that. And I take that very seriously as a, you know, curator of products. But I hope and I expect to see, you know, accessibility to these really powerful, beautiful ingredients that can create just as much change as the eye cream that you might be using at home.
Right. Well, there are three products that I use that are super accessible, like insanely affordable. Tell me true or false if I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing.
Okay.
I'm so scared. I use just pure baking soda on my face as like a scrub.
Okay.
Is that okay?
So I'm gonna send you my list of, I'm gonna get skin type, and I'm gonna send you a list of my top hits in store for you. I mean, exfoliation is amazing for the skin, for the right skin type. Let me just start there. So we want our cells to turn over. We want you know, dead skin cells to slough off so new skin cells can come up. It helps with hyperpigmentation, keeping skin taut and tight, all of those great things. But you have to be really careful about the abrasiveness of the exfoliator that you use, whether that's a chemical exfoliator or a physical exfoliator. Baking soda, as you're using it, would be a physical exfoliator. I would be curious if that may be too abrasive for
I mean, your I may skin. Or may not have actually scabbed my skin with it, but that's because I overdo everything. You know, like
it's a skincare maximalist thing.
Yeah, I'm like, let me scrub this so hard that I bleed, and then my wrinkles will go away. Okay.
Yeah, they just tend to disappear, right? Yeah.
But it's not toxic, so I'm okay using that. Just be careful.
Just be careful. Yes. Okay.
Jojoba oil.
Jojoba oil. So jojoba oil is an oil that closely mimics the oil of our own skin. Jojoba is a beautiful, beautiful oil. You can find it in a ton of different natural products. I know a ton of our clients that love using raw jojoba, you know, single note jojoba on their skin. And I think it's a beautiful ingredient. Okay. Make sure that you're getting it from a great source.
Okay.
Because if you're getting it from a cheap source, then they could be
like the 99 cent
over-oxidizing or overheating the oil, which kills all the beautiful fatty acids and components of the oil that we know and love.
Okay.
So quality isn't what's going to be important there.
And then using a diluted apple cider vinegar for a toner.
We get that all of the time. And that is like, I hate to say it.
Oh, God.
I'm going to send you some like fabulous, fabulous list of products because I'm starting to get to know your skin a little bit. No, apple cider vinegar is one of the most amazing antibacterial agents out there. It is so great for, you know, skin lesions, bacteria, cuts. It's also amazing for the gut. It's just an ingredient that can help to balance the pH in our gut. If there's any dysbiosis or anything going on in there, I oftentimes, if I know like, oh, I'm going to have a big meal, I'll take like a little capful right before, and it just helps mellow out my digestion. Using it as a toner, we hear that all of the time. Again, it's just like the abrasiveness, because the key here, just to summarize, like your number one and number three product is the stratus corneum of your skin holds the moisture barrier of your skin has to be held intact. And when it's not held intact, it throws the pH off. And then you can deal with both. It can be either excess dryness or your skin thinks it needs to overproduce oil because that barrier is thrown off. So it'll start to pump oil and it'll clog your pores. This, you know, sebum will clog your pores, and that's when maybe you can see something like acne. So we always want to keep our skin slightly acidic. I think it's a 6 pH balance of a 6. And when we use abrasive ingredients like apple cider vinegar or potentially baking soda, then we're disrupting that acid mantle, that barrier on our skin. So always thinking about, like, you know, the myth of like, oh, if you have oily skin or if you're dealing with acne, like, I'm afraid to use oils. That's entirely untrue for the right skin type, of course, because our skin craves the natural oils. And if it has been stripped of those oils over time, then things start to get thrown off. And that's when then you'll see skin issues, you know, the gamut of skin issues. Doesn't matter what it is. So
I've dealt with skin issues all of my life.
Nourishing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, especially when I'm shooting, the last thing I want, I'm going to tell a story right now that's going to make me look crazy.
I want to hear it.
Oh yeah. please don't judge me, but when I was 21 years old, I went to urgent care and because I had a huge pimple. I pretended I had a rash. And when the nurse came in, she was like, "Where's the rash, honey?" And I was like, "Right here." She was like, you mean the pimple? And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I need something to take it away." She was like, "Oh, my husband's going to get a kick out of this." She was like, I get to tell him stories every day, but never has anybody come to urgent care with an emergency of a pimple. Because, I mean, you know, when you have,
there's gotta be listeners nodding their heads. Like, that sounds like something I might do.
Because, you know, when you have, like, you get so insecure. It's the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
And it's always at the wrong time.
Yep.
And it's always, you know, hanging around. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. We all dealt with it, and it's really frustrating. And there's a lot of products on the market, you know, specifically targeted at teens and beyond, but that's where I think we have to change the dialogue of our skin. Is we can't strip to cure,
right?
Because I think that's why we're seeing so many skin issues as adults, because of the products that were, you know, the cure all for early onset acne, when we would do anything to get rid of it because we have a dance or we have photos, you know. And
I would have put my dog's poop on my face as a face mask if it would take away.
Yeah, if you told me this was the secret sauce. I was right there with you.
So then I know everybody's thinking, like, do these natural products actually help to get rid of wrinkles and all of the things that we're worried about as we age?
It's such a great question. And, you know, we have the diehard Shop Good customers that will sing our praises and share testimonial after testimonial of amazing skin results. And I'll get into that. But we also have, you know, the naysayers that natural is not strong enough. It doesn't work. You know, I've tried it and it made my acne worse, so on and so on and so forth. So first and foremost, it's all about bioindividuality. We can, as Shop Good product experts, we're never going to stand here and be like, this is the only thing that's right for you. We have customers all the time that may switch out their entire makeup arsenal for clean, but they're going to stick with their cleanser because it's what's worked for their skin day in, day out. And that's amazing.
Right.
Right. Wherever we're all at in our journeys, and what works for us is the right thing, you know? And so all we can do here is provide knowledge and education for all of us to sit there and digest and filter through and say, okay, well, what's right for me? But I will say, the power of plants, I mean, you know it well in foods, the power of turmeric, the power of, you know, when you name it, right? Like fruits and vegetables, dark leafy greens, like that's scientifically proven to help fuel our vitality and wellness. And when we absorb these ingredients into our skin, sans the potentially endocrine disrupting chemicals or cancer causing agents, those same plants are really, really powerful. So yes, back to the, you know, testimonial, we have a holistic spa, which we have the pleasure of treating people's skin, you know, one by one in our treatment rooms, inside our shops. And we use all plant-based ingredients by a beautiful brand named Botania, who's located in Sausalito, California. And she grows everything from her garden. She processes it in her at-home lab. Now she actually has a bigger lab because she's growing like a weed. She's doing incredibly. And so, yeah.
And by the way, Leah said she's growing like weed. She's not growing weed.
I mean, not that I know of, but you know, she loves plants. So love you, Justine.
So then, two more questions, because then I guess I can't ask you what your favorite product is, because it's not one size fits all, is what you're saying.
I have favorites that transition season by season. Through my pregnancy, I have different favorites, you know, but I think everyone has like their desert island favorite at the Shop Good team, just based on, our own unique skin type. My skin is pretty sensitive. It's pretty thin. It scars easily. So when I exfoliate, I need to use a really gentle, fruit acid exfoliator. So think not the like rough touch to the exfoliator, but an actual chemical exfoliator. So the one I use is actually from Goop, and it's called Getox Malachite Cleanser, and I love it. It keeps my hyperpigmentation at bay. It keeps my acne pretty calm, and it's just a really nice, gentle way of keeping exfoliation up. So that's kind of my jam right now.
So cleanser, actually, it matters.
Cleanser definitely matters.
Okay. I always kind of thought it
didn't. Think about the products that you're using multiple, even if it's two times, multiple times a day, every day. Those, if you're thinking about starting to swap out for cleaner ingredients, that's always where I recommend starting, because it's not easy to do one of the, you know, the thing that I did and toss everything in the trash. We never recommend that. Starting slow and thinking, okay, what am I applying multiple times a day? Maybe it's my lip balm. Maybe it's my toothpaste, right? And once you run out, wait till you run out, don't toss it, because it's that coveted thing that you bought and spent. Stay curious, and maybe try and replace it with something, and go step by step. And if you like it, see results, then awesome. You know, if not, maybe start with the next thing that you use at the highest yield throughout the day. It's a great, you know, slow way of testing the waters.
Okay. I am going to go upstairs and like stare at all of my crap, chemically laden makeup, and like rethink everything. That is one thing I've done the cleanser. I've done my face oils and my face like lotions, but it's the makeup still that's super, I'm sure, toxic for my skin.
And look, like when I have a photo shoot or an event, I'm going to want something that is, what do you call it? You know, photo ready. And so look, like your arsenal is for you and where you need it and when, and where you can find open space to tweak, you know, stay curious. Like, you know, there's a mascara that we can't keep in stock, and
who makes it
literally beats out every conventional mascara. Kid you not. Ilia Limitless Mascara. We can't, like, we're probably sold out of it at this point, because the company always is. It is a standout lengthening, like never clumpy, never greasy, never, smudgy. You know, under your eyes at the end of the day. Highly recommend that one. Raccoon. There are products that beat out the conventional. And so, you know, talk to people at stores like Shop Good, shop, you know, reviews and things like that. There are some really great resources to find those coveted must-have products that I think blow people away.
Thank you. Oh, this was great. It really made me rethink. It makes me rethink everything that I'm putting on. But you're right, it's baby steps, because you can't just go crazy and throw everything away.
That's honestly, it kind of goes back to my health journey. It's what made me sicker is when I was so fixated on doing it right. Take it easy, listen to your gut, trust your gut, stay curious, ask the questions, and do what's right for you. That's kind of our MO at Shop Good. And, you know, now we've curated hundreds of clean beauty, skincare, and wellness products that have all been vetted and tested by our team. And we don't put anything on the shelf that we're not absolutely 1,000,000% obsessed with. So finding a place that has done the work for you and filtered through the ingredients and picked the best of the best is always a great place to start.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you. I love your energy. I love how you empower people to tap into their inner gut and follow their own North Star. I just think you're fabulous. So it was such an honor to chat with you today. Thank you.